Welcome to the Third Generation Networking Podcast with your hosts, Debbie and Greg Peters. Hello, networkers, and welcome back to another episode of the Third Generation Networking Podcast. I'm Greg Peters, the reluctant networker, and with me, as always, is my co-host, the networking guru, my retired business partner, my mom, Debbie Peters.
Thank you, Greg. Hi. And for those of you who don't know, we do these on Zoom so that Greg and I can see each other so that we don't interrupt each other as much as we do anyway. And so we were just getting this one started and Greg said, Mom, you have an inchworm crawling up your shoulder. And we had to take a break so I could go out and release the inchworm into the wilderness here.
Well, and then you not only release the inchworm, but you had to move around the sprinklers. And then I heard you chatting with somebody. It must be Beth was there. Or you.
Uh-huh.
That's all good. So how are things going, Mom?
Things are going well, you know. Yeah.
Enjoying your retirement?
I'm enjoying my retirement. And I just want everyone to know what a wonderful son you are.
Oh, well, thank you. That's so nice.
Because some of you may or may not know that I had my 75th birthday in July.
Woo!
And so, yeah, I know. I should feel old, but I don't. And so I asked all of my family, Greg included, we'll include him in the family, if they would do a family experience, because we all love in our family having family experiences. So Greg and Lisa, my daughter-in-law Lisa, did the most wonderful scavenger hunt. It was amazing. And the thing that made it even extra special was that he took a recording that I did almost 30 years ago.
Yeah.
It was a Christmas gift to all the kids about all my memories of growing up in Lindenville, New York, which is a town that's 1 mile square and probably has fewer than, I mean, it had less than 1,000 people then, and it probably has fewer than 1,000 people now, fewer and fewer. So it's, you know, it's a tiny little town, but it was a wonderful place to grow up. And so I have all these wonderful memories that I put onto an 8-track tape.
Oh, it wasn't 8-track. It was a cassette.
Oh, it was a cassette. Oh, okay. What do I know? It was a tape. And then I gave it to the kids and evidently they kept them, which surprised the heck out of me. Greg turned it into an electronic file. And then he used portions of it that we had to listen to and then answer a question to help us know how to get to the next, you know, place that we were going in the scavenger hunt. It was so cool, Greg. I absolutely loved it. Thank you so much.
I'm glad. It was actually a lot of fun to create. I mean, it was just because I hadn't listened to that since we got it as a Christmas gift back, I think it was 98. So it was kind of fun to listen to, you know, all of your experiences growing up. And I remember Lindenville, even though we were young when we moved away, it was still a, you know, significant part of my life. So it was a lot of fun to do that. And I'm glad everybody had a good time.
Yeah. So you know what? In this one, we're going to talk about tips for success at the event. And we've already mentioned in some of our past podcasts about the acronyms that you and I each have, different ones, of course, because we are
each our own person. So.
We are each our own person. But one of the ones, you want to get to know a person so you can know what gifts to give them. And, you know, the acronym a lot of times helps you to gather information. And so when you're at an event, you can begin listening to people so that in the future, if you ever have a reason to give them a gift, it doesn't just have to be a one size fits all gift. It can be one that's perfect for them, which you did for me, which I will love you forever, even though you are my son and I should do that.
to give due credit where it's due, Mom specifically said she wanted a scavenger hunt. And Lisa was the one that came up with the idea of making use of it, because I would have just come up with a series of puzzles. And Lisa's like, no, we've got these recordings. We need to make this about your mom. It's like, okay, I can do that. So she's the big idea person. I'm implementation. That's all.
Yeah.
But
Yeah,
what you
totally.
said is, you know, about knowing the person, it's not just about gifts, it's about any resources they might need. So, I mean, that's the whole idea, is we should be listening for that particular thing.
Yeah.
So we are talking about tips for being successful at the event. So let's dive right into it. What's like your biggest tip? What's the one that everybody should be paying attention to? Everyone should do this, otherwise it's just not going to work.
Well, for many people, me included, when I go to a big event like the chamber lunch or anything, it could be we went to a birthday party last week that Steve grew up in Perrysburg, Ohio. Debbie did not. And Steve knows everyone. Debbie knows no one. And so we went.
I wait a minute. I think that you might be exaggerating a little bit there.
I am not for Perrysburg for some reason. I am like a blank slate.
Okay.
And half the time, Steve can't remember their names. So if we're at some place, at some bar having a drink or something, he's chatting away with them. First of all, I can't hear. Second of all, I don't know their name and I have no idea who they are. So I have no way to, connect the name to blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I took us very far afield. But at that birthday party, I was like, I don't want to be here. I'm out of my comfort zone. So know that you're going to have to be out of your comfort zone and push yourself. Just know, I'm going to be uncomfortable. It's okay if you're uncomfortable. But one of the things that you can do is, especially at a more business-like setting, as opposed to a birthday party, is to be the host. Even though you're not, you can pretend you're the host. And then you stop thinking about yourself and how uncomfortable you are. And you begin thinking about, oh, what do I need to do next in order to, make this all better? So fool yourself is the
I
first
that's
one.
that's that's a tip I give to everybody. And it's honestly, if you start thinking of yourself as the host and you think it's your responsibility to make everyone around you comfortable, then suddenly it's not about you anymore. And it's so much easier and so much, you feel so much more confident. I mean, I do that all the time because, as you well know, I'm an introvert. I was raised a computer programmer with all the social skills that that implies. And it's taken me a long time, especially when I first started networking, to get past that discomfort of being around other people. And now it doesn't bother me nearly as much. And it actually brings up a thought, because we talk about setting goals at for networking events. When you go, you should always have a goal in mind. And at the beginning of the summer, I took the girls to the Ann Arbor Comic Arts Festival. It was something put on by the library at the main branch. And we got there, and Kaylee, the elder of the two girls, she is just always out there. And so she was just running from place to place. And Abby in a crowd is not a happy person. So she's a little bit more closed off. And well, I gave her a job. They had given us a poster at the beginning to, the commemorative poster for this particular event. And I said, all right, here's your goal for the day, is you are to go around to every single artist here, and there were like 35 tables, and get their signature on your poster.
Oh.
And she had a blast, because now she had something that she could walk up to them and talk to them. It was like this little, something to get past that initial barrier. And made it all okay, because of course the artists were so excited that anyone wanted their signature in the first place. So it made it so much easier for her to, because now she had a goal in mind that she could follow, because Abby, like me, is a very, process and methodical person. And so for her to have that goal, it made it so much easier for her to actually feel successful.
You're such a good dad, Greg, because I think back to when you were little, I would never have thought of that. I would have said, get out of here. Don't come back until the street lights come on.
That's all right. The tracks of my tears have been wiped away. So, right. So we've talked about, so we're going to be uncomfortable, become the host, have an activity, have a specific goal in mind so that you can actually pursue it. So what else could we talk about? I mean, you're going to be talking with people, and I know that this is something that makes people uncomfortable. What am I going to say? They're always worried about what am I going to, and then you hear some, honestly, I'm going to say it out loud, idiot, say, well, look at the newspaper. And so that way you'll always have something to talk about. No one, no, don't do that, because no one wants to talk about the news. And there's a good chance that whatever topic you pick, the person you're talking to may be diametrically opposed to you on that particular topic. So no, don't do that.
I feel like when I was in probably between the ages of fifth grade and probably senior in high school, I came home every day from school and read the newspaper.
Really?
Really? I mean, I read every article. And to thought of doing that now just absolutely disgusts me because it's just so, we don't need to go there. We don't need to get
Okay,
off on
let's
that,
let that go. So
but you're
instead,
right. It's not, unless someone says, hey, I'm really interested in whatever that was on the front page today, then maybe it's a good idea for you to have a knowledge of it, but
or
I
you
won't
can
be
let them
that
talk.
person.
Tell me more what you learned about that,
Yeah. What should I know? And in fact,
What?
that's one of the things that I would do if I were new at an event. I would say, I'm new. Tell me what I should know. Or, are there certain people I should meet? Or what's coming next? Allow them to be the authority. And then, people love to talk about what either what themselves or what they know. So.
Well, and I just say that you should be interested, be curious about the people around you, ask questions. I mean, I know a lot of people are like, oh, I don't want to ask them what they do. That's so boring. Honestly, if it's a professional event, why not? First of all, and I always tell people this, one of my favorite questions to ask is, how long have you been doing that? And most people think, well, that's kind of stupid, because that's all they're going to say is 3 years, 10 years, whatever. Yeah. Well, if they've been doing it longer than 3 years, ask them what's changed. Because I guarantee that if they've been doing anything for 3 years or longer, there is something that has changed, and they probably have a fairly strong opinion about it. You can get them going and talking as long as you want them to. And you'll find out, when someone is passionate about what they're talking about, that's when you actually meet the real person. It's not just, oh yes, well, I'm the director of, subatomic theory or whatever. You get to hear about what's really important to them.
Yeah, that makes me think about in our 10-week class when we do the to help people to figure out why they do what they do. They when we start the process, they always give us the boring. This
Yeah,
is
the
why I do what I
narrative.
do.
It's they report on what they do. And so,
Yeah, and then when we help them to really get to why they do what they do, the emotional part of it, their face lights up, their body becomes bigger. Their voice becomes louder because the passion is there. And so
oh
it's the
yeah.
same thing with what you're talking about now.
Let me ask me about Dragon Con. I'm going to go to town on that.
Greg, the other night, Steve, of course, left the TV on when he went outside after the news was done. And then I watched Jeopardy, of course. And then after that, is it Sheldon? Is that the name of the program?
Well,
The little
there's young Sheldon.
young Sheldon. Okay,
Okay.
that came on. And I was too lazy to get up and get the remote, which was across the room. So it stayed on while I was reading. So I kept catching it out of the corner of my eye. And he was watching either Star Wars or something. And
Star
he
Trek.
Star Trek. Okay. And he had convinced, or maybe he had strong-armed his dad to watch it with him, and his dad's kind of like not like Sheldon at all. And Sheldon's going on and on and on and on. His dad went, fell asleep. I loved it. It was so funny.
Yeah, well, I mean, that is, I guess, a danger of our if we get, but I've found when you get someone talking about something that they're passionate about, their excitement infuses the whole thing. It's different when, if someone's talking about actuarial tables, yeah, that's probably not going to be real exciting. And I
Really?
huh?
Really?
Yeah. But, when they start talking about, I remember talking to a buddy of mine, oh, and I'm dropping his name out right now, and I'm feeling bad about that. But I asked, he's an accountant, and sort of, let's face it, the stereotype of accountants are they're not real exciting, and what they do isn't terribly exciting. But I asked him, so tell me, what got you into accounting? And he got all animated. Are you kidding? When you work on someone's accounting, you are working on their life. When you can fix small things in their accounting, it makes their life that much better. I'm like, oh my gosh, I want to be an accountant, So he was able to, even just having that, infusing it with such energy and such interest, it can make even what might be perceived as a dull topic exciting because they're excited.
Yeah, no, I agree. So allow, ask questions that allow that other person to really show their passion.
Definitely. All right. If we were to give one more tip that in order for people to be successful at the event, what's something they absolutely have to know?
So this will take a little bit more work, and you might get the kind of like fisheye look from the person that you talk to, but you shouldn't. So if you know that you're going to an event in advance, let's pretend it's the chamber lunch or whatever, call the organizer in advance, like a couple days, and say, hey, I'm coming to the event. I'm new, or this is only the second time, or this is the 10th time that I come and I still feel awful. Can you assign me a buddy or, a guide or a mentor or whatever you want to call that person to kind of be by my side for the meeting so that I don't feel so awful?
Yeah.
And usually when people that are in the organizing chair get a question like that, they're more than happy to help out with that if they can. They may,
Right.
they may not be able to for some reason, but probably 99 times out of 100, they're gonna go, wow, I like this person. This is really great. We should do this all the time.
Well, I mean, I think it shows that, first of all, you intend to show up. You've at least been attracted so much by what they've done that you want to keep coming back. And that you are looking for any way to make connection within the group. And we both know that groups that are engaged within themselves tend to be much more stable. They tend to grow, actually.
Yeah.
So, most organizers are definitely going to encourage that.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, and I would agree with you, reaching out to the organizer. I mean, and sometimes it's for those things that you may not even think about. What's the dress code?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I know that for example, the Ann Arbor Chamber, the morning event tends to be more the suit set. That tends to be the CEOs and such, and they come dressed in suits and ties. Well, if you show up in your Hawaiian shirt, which I'm wearing right now, you may feel a little out of place and much more uncomfortable. On the other side, the lunchtime event, they have a lot of people wearing polo shirts with logos on them. And if you show up wearing suit and tie, again, you're going to feel a little out of place.
Well,
So.
and I think dress is even, it's like a big jumble that's been thrown up in the air since COVID
Well, true.
because, dress has changed so much. People got so comfortable wearing their pajamas that no one wants to go back. And so it's kind of hard now because, what is okay? And so I think that's a great question to ask in advance.
And find out what the culture is that you're stepping into. So,
Yeah.
all
Yeah.
right. Well, wow, we came up with a lot of stuff here because we talked about just getting to know people so that we can connect them with the possible resources. We said that, listen, we're sorry, you're going to be uncomfortable walking in. But we did give some ideas on how you can get past that by one, setting yourself up as the host, even if you are not officially, and setting yourself a goal so that you know what you're doing and you can accomplish it. And then we talked about the importance of asking good questions, being interested and fascinated by the people around you. And then finally, reaching out to that organizer so that you can be prepared walking in and feel more at home than you would if you just go in blind. So, is there anything else that I've forgotten?
Well, not that you forgot, but of course, something that I thought of.
Oh, okay. Well, go ahead. Hit me with it.
Okay. So going back to the comfort zone, And I think I've mentioned this before in podcasts, but again, my
It
brain
doesn't matter. You just keep on
doesn't
going.
matter. So it took me back to my skiing days when I would be up at the top of the hill waiting to jump into the race course, which I was pretty, fearful of because for obvious reasons, I didn't want to crash.
You're going really, really fast downhill and hoping never
I
run
was
into
afraid I was
things.
going to crash. But so I'd be standing there while the next person was in the starting gate, and I would just feel out of my comfort zone. And I soon realized that that meant that I was ready to race. The physical sensations that I was feeling, that sickness in the pit of my stomach or the tightness in my shoulders or whatever that was, I equated that with I'm ready to race.
Excellent. So when someone feels uncomfortable, they're about to walk in, they are ready to
I'm,
connect.
yeah, exactly.
Very good. Well, on that, thank you all for tuning in to our program today. If you enjoyed it, please do comment on our Facebook pages. The information's in the episode notes. We'd love to hear more about your experiences and with techniques that help you be more successful at the networking event. And of course, if you'd like to hear more, please do subscribe. And until next time, go out and make some great connections.
We'll see you, Greg.
Oh, forgot the whole. Bye, Mom.
Bye, Greg.
You've been listening to the Third Generation Networking Podcast with your hosts, Greg and Debbie Peters. If you'd like to learn more about having us present at your next event, go to thereluctantnetworker.com.